Oak and Vixen. This tale was purportedly collected by Ruth Tongue in 1948 from a soldier in the Peak District. The vixen had been run ragged all day, trying to escape the keen eye of the farmer and the keener noses of his hounds. Over field and meadow she had dashed, the baying of the pack never far behind her. But now, as the low sun cast a golden slant across the ancient forest edge, the vixen knew in her heart she had no run left in her. A kindly hawthorn tree told her to squeeze through a gap in the stone wall scarcely big enough for a hedgehog, and the vixen gratefully did so, though she left much of her pelt behind on the stones. Thanking the hawthorn in spite of her exhaustion, the vixen limped on. Moments later, a great hound came snuffling rudely after her scent around the hawthorn's roots. The tree tartly threw a cluster of hawthorn berries into the dog's maw to slow him down, and chided the great hound for coughing and spluttering all over him when the vixen had been so polite. Lying down for a moment's rest in some ferns, the vixen heard another noise, the swish of a sickle blade through the undergrowth. It was men harvesting mistletoe, and they were growing closer. She begged a holly bush to protect her by blocking the path to the men, but the cruel old holly only tried to entice the vixen closer into his sharp and prickly embrace. Fleeing yet again, the vixen found safety in the arms of the oak, who tended her ruined paws and tattered coat. Oaks are not natural allies of foxes, as they know the fox to be a cunning thief and liar. The little vixen had endeared herself to the ancient tree by warning him of the mistletoe harvest headed his way. When the coast was finally clear, the oak released the small russet beauty with a warning to steer well clear of the vicious old holly. Not that she needed it. Never had a creature been so glad to sleep in her own hole as the vixen was that night. And gladder still was she when she awoke to her beloved fox bringing her a fat goose straight from the farmer's store. "You won't be needing it, my love," crowed Old Man Fox, "for I've just seen the farmer hanging from the branches of the holly bush, and long may he stay there."